I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A, and welcoming back someone who hasn't been here for a while, Twin Cities performer Jenny Dalton. Welcome, Jenny.
Thanks for having me.
Now, last time you were here, I am betting that you probably were playing keyboards, right?
I was, yes.
So this time it's a little bit different. She has an auto harp. I don't think I've ever had someone with an auto harp before, so I'm kind of excited about this.
Yeah, it's not a very common instrument, but I always, when people see it, they always tell me that their grandma had one or something. So that's what most people's experiences with it is, you know, it's an old-timey instrument.
And you have a show tonight at Amazing Grace Bakery in Duluth. What time does that start?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Yeah. And Mary Bew, local artist, is going to be playing as well. And you will have the keyboard there to know. Are you going to play the piano or do you have a keyboard?
I have a keyboard, but I use the piano sound on it. So, I'll be playing auto harp, piano, and I also do a bit of percussion nowadays, kind of mixing it up.
Well, let's hear a song. So tonight is going to be very different than what you're going to do here on the radio this afternoon. Just want to let people know that. Mm-hmm. But let's hear one of the songs and tell us about it.
Okay. Yeah. This one is called is Rage. And it's, I think, the first song I wrote on auto harp.
Share it, shame. Well, it's all fine that she killed Orion with my son, and I'll paint my door red like the faces. I seem so happy. But my head says, I rage in my dreams, I rage in my dreams. I avenge what is unmended. I rage in my dreams, I rage in my dreams. I avenge what is my tears, they wanted to come, but they didn't. Yes, my tears, they wanted to come, but they didn't. But it ain't out yet, and I'll paint my door red like their faces, and I'll smile like a lady. But my maid says, I rage in my dreams, I rage in my dreams, I avenge what is unmended. I rage in my dreams, I rage in my dreams, I avenge what is unmended. My tears, they wanted to come, but they didn't. Yes, my tears, they wanted come, but they didn't. My knuckles are bleeding now. fading out. And my knuckles are bleeding now.
Jenny Dalton, live from Studio A. Well, interesting lyrics to that one. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the inspiration for that one?
Yeah, I think I had some interesting dreams that it was like getting aggressions out in my dreams. And hopefully this doesn't make me sound insane, but in one dream, I just took a baseball bat and I was breaking windows and just, you know, and so I thought, you know, dreams are an interesting place to just exercise aggressions, and so I wanted to write a song about it. So,
well, and especially if it's not something you can necessarily do in, you know, you might have an anger about something but not be able to express it,
right? And that's what dreams are so interesting. And, you know, I had that dream and I thought when I woke up, you know, what am I frustrated about something? Because I couldn't, there wasn't anything that I was obviously angry about. So, I mean, yeah, the symbolism of dreams is a fascinating subject. And I have all these books. So I'll, you know, sometimes look up and get a better understanding of what it is. And then it'll make sense sometimes. But that one, you know, I just probably had some tucked away anger, you know, and so better to come out in dreams, I guess.
Well, and then in a song, because that's another thing that writing songs kind of does for you.
Yes.
And sometimes many people have said to me, you know, they don't always realize when they're writing the song what it was about until after. Does that happen for you?
That happens a lot, yes. Yeah, they're kind of like Pandora's boxes, songs are. Yeah, I can channel situations and feelings and even, something I haven't understood yet or come to terms with yet, and then the song can help me work that out, and then it's not in me anymore. So if a lot of my songs are a bit moody, I'd say. So if, you know, when people ask me if I'm feeling those feelings while I'm performing them, I'm really not, because that's the Pandora's box nature of it. Like, those original emotions are now in the song and I don't have to keep them in me anymore. So music is a great release that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, piano, was that your first instrument?
It was, yeah. I taught myself how to play when I was about 8 years old, I think. And yeah, I didn't take any lessons, but I started playing by ear. I remember the first song I played was Chariots of Fire. Loved that song, so I picked that out on the keys. And then after playing some songs by ear, I started kind of making my own songs. And I started writing blues songs at first, like songs that, you know, eight-year-olds have no knowledge of, you know, bosses and not making a dime.
Here's where my bedtime's too early.
Yeah, I didn't have the kids blues. I had the adult blues at 8 years old.
And did I read somewhere that you didn't have a piano in your own house at that time, but you discovered it at a neighbor's house?
Yeah, the first time, I very clearly remember playing the piano for the first time. It was at a next door neighbor's house. My mom and I went over. They were having coffee, and I just kind of wandered into the living room and started banging on those keys, and it was probably just the worst racket, because, you know, I was just banging on the keys, but it sounded so beautiful to me. I just fell in love with it. And so I think then after that, my parents, we didn't get a real piano, but got a keyboard at first, and eventually got a piano. So I was able to keep the first one, the Casio. I utilized those little drum beats while I was making my blues songs.
I love the picture that creates. So you were even writing songs from an early age.
Yeah.
Almost from the beginning, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think maybe even before I remember, my parents told me that I used to sing myself to sleep as a toddler. And I think it's just in the blood. I'm supposed to do.
Do you remember the first song that you really thought, okay, this is it, this is a really good song? Or did you just always feel that way?
No, I guess I never really thought I would be performing the songs for other people. I was happy to just, you know, create them in my own time and play them for my cat. You know, my cat was my biggest fan, and it was really just, I would come home from school and just play the piano. It was just kind of my own release and my own escape, and I never judged the songs like that. I never thought, oh, this is something, you know, people might like to hear. I never thought I would do it. I was too shy. I was a very shy kid, and so it never even crossed my mind that I would actually be performing someday. So,
and that can be very anxiety producing once you have to make that judgment about, oh, what are people going to think of this? So when you started performing, was that, and what made you start performing then? If you're so shy, then what made you go out in public and do that?
There's a weird story about it. I saw some palm readers once, a husband and wife team, and they said that I needed to read this book called The Artist's Way. And I searched for that book and I couldn't find it. And only 4 years later, so I was in college, I saw that book. And when I read the first chapter, it just somehow poked me into, okay, I need to get out of the living room and onto a stage. And I found an open mic that very same night, and I went and played four of my songs and to a really nice reception. So it was a full bar and they really liked it. And so I called it my boot camp, playing those open mics. There was something about, I can't remember what that chapter was about, but it was just like, it was inspiring and motivating and got me to take risks and confront fears that I hadn't thought I would ever confront before. So
you read that, and then the very same night. I love that.
Yeah.
Wow. So, must be an inspirational book.
It was. Yeah. So, and I've tried to reread it. I think, is it a Taoist saying? I'm not sure, but they say, you know, when you're ready to learn, your teacher will find you. And I feel like it was that kind of a situation where if I had found that book before, I might not have been ready and it might not have had the same impact as it did in that same moment. And I did try to go back and read it, and it wasn't as profound as the first time, you know, but I think I was just ready for something that it was able to give me at that time.
So how about the auto harp? When did you pick that up?
I did this last March is when I picked this up. So I don't play guitar. I wish I did. It would be easier to carry around than a keyboard. But I just love the sound, especially of a 12-string guitar. So I was talking with a friend of mine about all my favorite songs that have the 12-string in it. Peter Murphy uses it a lot, the Smiths use it a lot, and I just love the sound when I hear it. So, and I was just saying, I really want to have that in my songs, but I don't know how to play guitar. And they said, well, why don't you just play an auto harp? And then immediately I had this flashback to when I was in elementary school and I did play an auto harp in music class. And yeah, so I just fell in love with that idea. This has 36 strings on it, and so I get that nice, you know, why I love the 12 strings so much, that full sound. So I just was glad I was able to pick it up and make some songs.
Now, your most recent release is the Blood Folk EP. That came out last year, right?
Right.
Now, yeah. Had you started playing auto harp, and did some of that get on there? Or?
No. So I'll be working on a new album, and kind of am right now, but I'll have some auto harp songs on the new one that will be coming up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another one. What do you want to play for us next?
Let's see.
And is this going to be one of the new ones then?
Yes.
So is everything that you're playing today must be new then?
It's all new. Oh, okay. Yeah. So this one is called Over My Dead Body.
Well, are you happy? Yeah. Are you lucky? Yeah. Was raining under my covers with a fever for the others. I always shut my mouth for your stories. And I'll be captured overnight. I'll be captured.
Jenny Dalton, live from Studio A, and another new tune from her. So tell me about that one. What inspired that one?
That one is called Over My Dead Body, which is kind of a post-breakup, escaping a, you know, what may have been a bad relationship kind of song, anthem. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what inspired that one.
Now, did you grow up in Minneapolis or the Minneapolis area? Or?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Born and raised. I actually grew up in Bloomington. So spent I don't know. I've lived in Minneapolis a long time, went to the U of M, and then now I live in Stillwater, which to me is kind of like a mini Duluth. I've always wanted to live in Duluth. I love it up here. And I guess that was like a tiny piece of pie. It's got the lift bridge. It's got the hills, the old buildings, and the water. So it's it keeps me happy.
Well, that's good. And it sounds like your EP, the Blood Folk EP, was maybe influenced by you kind of moving to a different, even though it's still near the Twin Cities, it's kind of a different environment that you're
in. Yeah, it's a small town. So I think I just got a little claustrophobic in the city, and I guess my heart just wanted something a little bit more open and hidden away, I guess. And something about small towns have always been charming. You know, I've just have always loved them. So, and it's just like a different way of life, and it isn't necessarily so. I think it's just this romantic idea that I had in my head that I would go out there and start knitting and canning vegetables and stuff. But I did. I went out there and I started knitting and hand embroidering and trying to grow vegetables and failing, but at least being able to can, you know. So I'm just learning these, like, the folk arts and the old ways. I just kind of felt like I wanted to return to something like that.
And how did that, do you think that was expressed in your music?
You know, I don't know if the sound is, if it comes through sonically, but I felt like at least the lyrically, the thread that tied it all together was blood, and blood to me symbolizes roots and lineage and where you come from and history. So that's kind of where I think that's how it came to be influenced in the songs.
Mm-hmm. And so you said you really didn't start playing out until you were college age, right?
Right.
And
yeah.
So how did you, was it hard to find, you know, you did a lot of open stages, and then how did you work from that into regular shows?
I can't remember how it, you know, I just worked on the open mics until I had a full set of music, and then I started contacting venues and, you know, got gigs, and then it just kind of went from there. I do remember the first one was at a place called Jitters, which isn't there anymore, but it was this basement bar, which is now called Honey in Minneapolis, and that was where I played my very first show ever, and it was a cool, like, jazz loungy vibe, so... And I was terrified, but it was fun. And I remember thinking it was a lucky thing. If I have two Cosmos, that's my lucky, you know, pre-show ritual. But yeah, maybe those were one Cosmo too many. I don't know.
And I see that you're going to be doing a little touring in the next couple of months.
Yeah.
Is that something that you've done much of? Or,
you know, before I kind of just did like weekend warrior things and fly dates. I had, you know, played in New York and L.A. and did, you know, dates that I could drive to from here as well. But I hadn't really toured proper. So that's something, kind of had a bit of a hiatus for a year or two, and kind of am coming back with this new energy that makes me, and also knowledge. So I'm realizing that I probably should have toured a lot more. And so now with that, you know, knowing that and also having this energy for it, and this love, I just love going out and being new places and meeting new people. And so, yeah, I'm traveling a lot more than I ever have.
And where is the road going to take you in the next couple of months?
Let's see. Well, I'll be doing the weekend warrior type shows, probably once or twice a month. And then, so that'll be all regional Midwest. But then in February, I'm going for a 3-week tour down along the south and up the east and then back over. So yeah. And then hopefully this summer I'll go back to the mountain states and go west a bit. So I'll keep moving.
And now, when did you say you expect to release a new album?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, okay. Still up in the air.
I hate putting a deadline on myself because I just automatically disobey it. So right now I'm working with a new lineup for a band because my longtime drummer has moved to Colorado. So I'm kind of working with some new people, and the sound is a bit different. So I started recording new songs just on my own, but now that I'm playing with these new people, I'm kind of holding off on that to see how our sound develops, and maybe we can head into the studio as a band soon and get some songs. So we've been working on a lot of new songs, and it's really exciting. So
fun.
Yay.
All right, well, we have time for one more song. What do you want to finish up with here?
Let's see.
And if people want to find out more about your shows, your website is just jennydalton.com?
Yep, jennydalton.com.
I don't feel like waiting.
That's Jenny Dalton live from Studio A. Well, thanks so much, Jenny.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Cameron Flackney, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with additional support provided by The Playlist, Thursday nights at 9 on PBS North on WDSE WRPT.